President Trump has announced his choice for the Supreme Court, Judge Neil Gorsuch of Colorado. He serves on the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. Trump's nomination fulfills one of his early campaign promises to nominate a solidly conservative judge with a record of strictly interpreting the Constitution, a judge very much in the mold of the late Antonin Scalia. Here's President Trump in the White House East Room this evening.
Judge Gorsuch has outstanding legal skills, a brilliant mind, tremendous discipline, and has earned bipartisan support. When he was nominated to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, he was confirmed by the Senate unanimously. Also, that's unanimous. Can you believe that nowadays with what's going on?
NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is here to talk more about it. And Nina, first just describe the scene. Who was in the room?
Well, no Democrats. The Republican leadership and members of the key committees were there, and aides to the president, not to mention, of course, some members of the press corps. And this was one of those very carefully orchestrated TV moments this evening with touches of The Apprentice. The president came out by himself without the nominee and then introduced the nominee, who comes out separately. And the president says, "Was that a surprise? Was that a surprise or what?" And he then praises the nominee as the most qualified, best judge in the entire country. And then he said, "I'm a man of my word. I promised you somebody like Antonin Scalia, and I'm giving you that person." And he said his academic credentials are as good as they can possibly be. So it was one of those moments, no questions from anybody, but we never have questions when they introduce a nominee to the Supreme Court. These are always carefully scripted affairs, and this was no different.
Now, Neil Gorsuch did speak tonight. Can you tell us more about his background?
He is a Westerner, loves trout fishing, but was raised in significant part in Washington, D.C., where his mother, Ann Gorsuch, was the somewhat bomb-throwing head of the EPA during the Reagan administration. He went to Georgetown Prep, then to Columbia, on to Harvard Law School and Oxford. And then he practiced law here in the district for about 10 years doing corporate law, became a top Justice Department official in a Republican administration, and then went back to Colorado, where he was nominated to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, where he's been ever since. He's a very much liked member of that court. People say he's in unfailingly polite. He's a good listener. He's about as conservative as they come within the realm of realpolitik. And that's what Trump said he would give us. It's probably what any Republican president would have given us. This is just a much more traditional nomination than one might have thought of from President Trump.
So what's next for this nomination?
Well, we've already had several Democrats say they're not going to vote for him no matter what, and that Jeff Merkley said, the senator from Oregon, said he wasn't going to vote for any nominee, given the fact that many Democrats believe that this nomination was stolen from President Obama a year ago when he nominated a highly qualified candidate who couldn't even get a hearing. And I think you're going to see a fairly bitter fight because of that. There are a lot of bad feelings, and it probably hasn't been helped by what's gone on in the first 2 weeks of the Trump administration. And in the last analysis, unless something new comes up or Gorsuch has a bad confirmation hearing, he'll probably be confirmed.
That's NPR's legal affairs correspondent, Nina Totenberg. Nina, thanks so much.
Thank you.